This ain't Jump.
This ain't Slam.
The name of this record is Bounce.
What's up, everybody? Jack Maloney here with Friendly Bounce, Hardwood Practice and Basketball Network. We're doing our special season preview podcast with Ryan, a.k.a. Time Prims. We're about to talk about the Toronto Raptors, who last year they finished fourth place in the Eastern Conference. They were 49-33 and then just got absolutely smacked by Paul Pierce and the Wizards in the first round. They lost Lou Williams, Grievous Vasquez, Amir Johnson, and playoff starter Tyler Hansbrough are no longer on the team. But their big signing over the summer was bringing in Damari Carroll from the Hawks. They also picked up Bismack Biyombo, Corey Joseph, and apparently Luis Scola is still playing basketball. In the draft, they got DeLon Wright out of Utah, and then they picked Norm Powell, not Drake's favorite Canadian politician, but the shooting guard out of Oklahoma, who was a late second-round pick and then had a tremendous summer league and is probably going to make the team. I don't know that he'll play very much in the regular season, but really impressive in the summer league. Anyways, obviously we got to talk about Damari Carroll, because that's their big move in the offseason, bringing him aboard. What do you think of that addition? How does he impact their team?
Like everyone's been saying, Damari, his biggest impact with the Hawks last year was as a catch-and-shoot kind of guy, their 3-and-D guy. The percentage of his three-point baskets that came off assists was like in the high 90s, and this Raptors team was in the bottom half of the league in terms of assist rate. So, I mean, in terms of impact offensively, he's a decent playmaker. I think that showed in the playoffs when they were kind of losing guys to injury. And then defensively, he's a very good defender. And it'll definitely help them in that aspect where they kind of struggled last year for the majority of the season.
Yeah, they were. Their defensive rating was 25th in the league in the regular season last year, so that's definitely where he's going to impact as he slides in as their starting three. He can guard multiple positions. He's a really solid defender. And that's his prime impact is going to be on defense. Like you said, he can catch and shoot. He's a solid playmaker. They're not really going to be relying on him. Lowry and DeRozan really facilitate their offense. But he's by no means a scrub on offense. Definitely going to improve their team. We haven't really seen Toronto make a big splash in free agency like they did with that signing of Carroll, but definitely a big impact. And we talked about their defense was 25th in the league. Surprisingly, in the regular season, their offense was they averaged 111 points per 100 possessions, which, is kind of surprising when you think about their team and look at their roster, and they don't really seem like that, high-powered offense, but they got it done. Lowry and DeRozan running the show, you don't really think of, that's an offense I need to watch, but, they score like crazy.
And I think a lot of the people around the NBA thought that their offense wasn't necessarily the prettiest, but, they got the job done in terms of scoring. Like you said, DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry kind of took turns isolating and not a lot of movement on offense, but those guys can really score the basketball.
Yep.
Other than that, I mean, shooting wise, they have some decent shooters. Terrence Tross isn't a terrible shooter. Patrick Patterson can spread the floor from the floor position. So maybe they'll improve their offensive strategy. But I don't know how much they can really do with this roster.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you lose Lou Williams and Vasquez, who are two like creators. Off the bench, they're really going to be relying on Corey Joseph, Terrence Ross. That second unit, I don't know, that might be pretty rough. You know, Vasquez and Lou Williams have their faults, but those dudes are really solid pros, and they each could facilitate a little bit, each can score a little bit, and now. I mean, Corey Joseph was all right, like, in San Antonio, but I don't know. That second unit might really take a step back for them
offensively. He's a super good defender. One of the better on-ball defenders. He's kind of he's all over the place and gets in guys' faces. So, but like you said, they kind of traded offense for defense.
Yeah.
In that second unit, it just seems kind of weak.
Yeah, obviously they needed to improve their defense, and Lou Will, Lou Will is not exactly a defensive stopper. But yeah, I think that drop-off from, Lowry and DeRozan, it's not pretty, but they get the job done, but I think they're going to really take a big drop. I don't know what their bench scoring numbers were like last year, but I can't imagine that this season they're going to be, in the top of the league coming off the bench. This is a team they're just weird. All around, I don't really know what to make of them. I mean, they won 49 games last year, and I feel like they should be around the same total this year. I don't know, just don't feel super confident about them. They're an odd bunch.
Yeah, it's a team that very good team in the regular season, but because of how they run their offense, once they hit the playoffs, they're especially against good defensive teams like they ran into, like Washington. It's kind of hard to score with the way that they play. Yeah. I mean, I got with Damari. They can add a little small ball action, running Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, T. Ross, Damari at the four, Damar at the two, T. Ross at the three, Damari at the four, and then Jonas at the five. That would help spread the floor, but there's not a lot of versatility on this team, and I don't see them making a big leap or really falling that far, just kind of staying where they were.
Yeah, it's. Everyone talks about the Celtics just having, like, a ton of eighth men and just being, like, really solid. I feel like the Raptors are the same way, but just the next tier above. And that they have a lot of dudes who are really solid guys. Valanciunas, Lowry, DeRozan, Patrick Patterson, Carroll are all... I mean, those dudes are all guys you want on your team. DeRozan's probably, I guess, the closest to being, an elite player, if you want to, talk about it that way. But none of those guys are really stars in any way. They're all really solid, and I just don't know how this team gets any better. Like, adding Carroll is nice, but I don't think, that's not going to win you a playoff series next year. I mean, he's not really a scorer. Like we've just been saying, I don't see how this team takes a step forward either this year or really in the future with this bunch. I feel like they've almost plateaued with this group that they have.
For sure. I mean, like you said, DeMar DeRozan's probably their best player, maybe Kyle Lowry. And as much as we would like to think that those are two good players, you can't have those guys as your one and two best players and be successful, especially if you're going to run against run into Cleveland in the playoffs. Or, I mean, it's getting to the point, kind of like the Bulls, where I don't know how much better they can get. And it seems like they're just around the corner from just rebuilding.
Yeah, it's like they were this up-and-coming team, it felt like, and now they've reached a place where they're a consistent playoff team. And this group, you know, however long they keep them together, is always going to make the playoffs in that 4 to 5 to 6 seed range, just because they have a lot of talent. But, you know, LeBron's in the Eastern Conference for the next 5 years. There's not a lot you can do just with that team the Cavaliers have. I mean, plus, you know, you got the Hawks and the Bulls who are a little bit ahead of the Raptors too. I don't know. It's not like the Raptors are alone in this conundrum, but you're sort of stuck in that. I don't know how you ever, you know, unless Bruno Caboclo turns into a superstar or something, I just don't know what you do.
He's still 2 years away.
Yeah, he'll forever be 2 years away from being 2 years away. I like the Bismack pickup. I think that's underrated. He's a pretty solid guy, but again, it's just another, you know, good player, and you like him, but it's not really going to impact your team in a significant way. I think that's pretty much all I got on the Raptors.
I think we're forgetting the Drake factor.
Yeah, that is true. He's global ambassador.
In the game right now as their ambassador. So I don't know how that plays into this, but you know, it can't really hurt them.
I mean, Drake showed up, and Serena lost in the semifinals. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's not such a good thing.
I think if we're talking about Drake as a contributor to this team, I think that says about as much as we need to say. I like the team. I liked them last year, but they're not really going anywhere. They're kind of just on a treadmill. And in the NBA, if you're not really getting better, there's really no point to keep going with where you're going, in the direction that you're going in.
All right. Well, I guess that's not exactly a high point to end off on, but we'll call that a wrap on the Raptors. This is Jack with my boy Ryan. Here's our boy DJ Los Latino playing us out. Peace.
This ain't Jump.
This ain't Slam.
The name of this record is Bounce.